Good morning, and welcome to the first and only local radio program specifically designed for the baby boomer generation. Let's Talk Boomers. Each week, your host, Rebecca Imholz, features guests, topics, trends, and events that are of interest to you, the baby boomers. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. And now, your host, Rebecca Imholz.
Hi, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imholz, and I'm so glad that you can listen today. Last week, we talked about having the conversation, actually several conversations with our aging parents, talking with them, and really more importantly, listening to them about what they want their experience to be as they get older. To guide us, we talked with Christine Sheffield, owner of the Parent Care Solution and co-author of The Parent Care Conversation. Now, to learn more about how to have these conversations, visit letstalkboomers.com. And while we're talking about the aging conversation, let's talk about folks who age but actively and with grace. In fact, there's an event for these folks celebrating the gifts of aging. It all takes place this Tuesday. It features Mayor Joe Riley as a guest presenter. To tell us more about this free event are today's guests, Barbara Franklin and Kelly Hallman with the National Aging in Place Council, the Greater Charleston Chapter, and we will talk with them in just a little bit. But let's talk about some upcoming events. How about jamming and supporting a great organization for children? It all happens this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Just go out to the Windjammer on the Isle of Palms and celebrate the 30th anniversary of Wynwood Farms with local original music and, of course, a great ocean view. Awandaw Green helps sponsor this event, again, to benefit Wynwood Farms. For 30 years, Wynwood Farms has provided hope, help, and healing for children and families in our community. A $10 donation is suggested, and I'm sure very appreciated. Again, 3 p.m. at the Windjammer, Isle of Palms today. Now, here's a fun event for you and your furry friend tomorrow. It's the Bark in the Park. It's at 11 a.m. at Wanamaker Park in North Charleston. It's a Pet Oktoberfest. This is a costume-friendly event. It offers pet exhibits, demonstrations, experts, entertainment, and more. You can get a taste of Bavaria. And, of course, there's plenty to bark about with live music, a dog parade, German food, and beer, of course. So, again, tomorrow, just go 11 a.m. to Wanamaker Park. It's only $8 admission. Now, have you ever thought about the link between Daniel Island and Barbados? That there are two islands linked by a shared history. Then join the Daniel Island Historical Society on October 20th, this Tuesday at 7, at Holy Cross Church on Daniel Island. The guest speaker is Rhoda Green. She is the Barbados Honorary Consul to South Carolina. She's going to talk about the ties that bind us from those early settlers to their influence on our government, architecture, and culture. Just visit dihistoricalsociety.com. Again, that event is this Tuesday at 7, Church of the Holy Cross on Daniel Island. It's going to be about Daniel Island and Barbados, that they are two islands linked by a shared history. More information, DanielIslandHistoricalSociety.com. And they have a lot of events all the time that I'm sure that you will enjoy, particularly if you enjoy history. Now, in Somerville, you can see the longest running play in theater history. Do you know what that play might be? I did not. It's The Mousetrap, and it's being performed by the Flowertown Players. There's a performance this Thursday at 8 p.m. Now, during The Mousetrap, no one is safe. Everyone is a suspect when strangers find themselves stranded together during a snowstorm and a murder takes place. See if you can figure out who done it. Ticket prices begin at $20. There are many show times in addition to this Thursday at 8 o'clock. So just to get all those show times for The Mousetrap by the Flowertown Players, go to flowertownplayers.org. And now, as I mentioned early in the show, we are celebrating the gifts of aging. And we're going to be talking with Barbara Franklin, who's chair of the National Aging in Place Council, the Greater Charleston Chapter, and Kelly Hallman, who is co-chairing a great free event. It's this Tuesday at 5 o'clock at Founders Hall. So you need to stay tuned. Again, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm your host, Rebecca Imholz, and we are going to be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55 plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, this is Rebecca Imholtz with Let's Talk Boomers. As I mentioned before the break, we are celebrating. We're celebrating the gifts of aging, and we're talking with Barbara Franklin and Kelly Hallman. They're with the National Aging in Place Council. There's a Charleston chapter, and they have an event that you need to know about that takes place this Tuesday at Founders Hall. Welcome, ladies.
Hello.
Thank you.
Barbara, I am going to start with you. Thank you again for being here. Tell us, what does aging in place mean, and why is it important? Barbara, you are actually the chairperson of the Charleston chapter of the National Aging in Place Council, aren't you?
Yes, I am, Rebecca. And I think aging in place may be a term that your listeners are starting to hear. I've noticed that it shows up quite a bit in the media. Our lieutenant governor mentions it occasionally when he's speaking, and people are becoming aware of the topic. Essentially, it means being able to stay safe and comfortable and independent in your chosen residence for as long as possible.
And we all want that, don't we?
We hear it all the time. Those of us who are in the professional services, senior services community hear it constantly, and the drumbeat is getting louder and louder and louder.
Now, why do you think that is, that it's becoming more important to be able to stay in your chosen place of residence?
Well, there are a number of factors. One of them is that people don't really care for what they see at institutions. They don't want an institutional setting. Granted, there are some continuing care retirement communities and some other options, but the idea of an institution is not ideal for people. People do like their stuff, you know, their things, the place where their memories are, where they raise their family and had celebrations and parties. They want to stay where they're most comfortable. When we're sick, where do we go?
We want to be home in bed.
That's right. So I think there's that kind of sentiment. There's also another factor, and that is the cost. People know that care in a facility can be very, very costly. And while there can be costs associated with staying in your home, perhaps it can be mitigated somewhat by managing to age in place.
Mm-hmm. Now, how does the aging in place chapter, Barbara, how does that help someone age in place? What's the focus of it? What's the goal of it?
That's such a good question. And we've been grappling with that since 2003 when we started.
Oh, a long time.
Yes.
It's been around a long time in Charleston.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And it's an important movement growing more and more. And there are actually 15 chapters around the country.
Oh, my goodness.
So we're one of 15 chapters. And we're all kind of grappling with that idea. But fundamentally, we have pulled together all kinds of resources that could help a person that they could access if they're trying to age in place or planning to age in place. Because where do you go for resources? Are you going to look in the phone book? Are you going to Google? And if you do find resources, how do you know they're going to be reliable? Well, we've brought together resources that are vetted. Everyone is a member of a national organization. They've had a criminal background check, and we all work together, and we know each other. And so we've come together to provide that sort of access. One thing we've learned recently, though, is that aging in place doesn't happen by accident. It takes planning.
Planning, so important, yes. We talk about that a lot on the show, and Let's Talk Boomers, planning for whether or not it's an event that's coming up or just more of that long-term planning, which can be all sorts of areas, isn't that right?
Exactly. If you wait for the crisis, then the options become limited.
Yes,
so
they do. Mm-hmm.
This focus of our chapter, I'd say, in recent years has shifted to a lot of community education where we can help people to plan for aging in place. And we let them know the kinds of resources that are available when and if they would need them or if they happen to need it for one of their loved ones right now. An interesting twist is that we're able to go into companies. Many working people today are caregivers. We call it the sandwich generation because they're taking care of their kids and their parents at the same time.
I understand that sandwich generation. I am one of them right now.
I've heard that you are, and it's becoming very, very common, and human resource managers are becoming aware of it and trying mm-hmm. to help their employees. So we're able to help employees learn where to turn and what they can do to help themselves and their loved ones.
Because you don't know what you don't know.
That's
right. Yeah, and where to turn. So that is wonderful. And I want to talk about this great event that's coming up on Tuesday. It's really a celebration of, I guess you would say, aging in place, successfully, one would assume.
Sure.
And tell us how this event came about, because it's not the first year that you've had it, is it?
And I do want the event chairman, Kelly Holman, to tell you more about the specifics of our Charleston event, but I can tell you that this is the 10th year that Aging in Place Week has been celebrated around the country.
The 10th year. Oh, how wonderful.
And every chapter has some kind of an event that they decide on that is particular for their area. And it's all intended to highlight and raise awareness of aging in place issues. And we communicate with the other chapters to find out what they're doing, and we share what we're doing. And all of it's intended to build a level of awareness.
That's wonderful. If you're just tuning in, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca M. Holson. I am here today with Barbara Franklin, who is the chair of the National Aging in Place Council, the Charleston chapter, the Greater Charleston chapter. And we're talking about an event that this chapter is celebrating. It's this Tuesday, about aging in place. It's really, like I said, a celebration. And with us today is also Kelly Holman. She is the chair of the event. Thank you so much for being here, Kelly. I know you're super busy.
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited to be here. This is an event that I've been a part of for several years, and it's just truly a passion of mine.
Well, I know it is, because you have chaired this for several years now. Tell us about the Gifts of Aging event. What is it?
It is an opportunity for us as a chapter to focus and celebrate on the older adults in our community and all the great successes that they have, that they continue to have, and all the benefits that they bring to our community. The event will be very enlightening to our community to see what all older adults do and actually how much they continue to contribute.
And so we're going to learn about these older adults, because I understand from talking with you before the show, you've honored some folks in our area that are really embracing getting older, but it's not slowing them down. Is that right?
That's exactly right. And we do. We will be honoring 20 honorees that our members from the local chapter have nominated. And those honorees that have been nominated show that they are still very active, that they're very resilient, that they're continuing to learn, they're continuing to give back to their community. And we see that as successful aging.
Because aging, really, it's just a number, isn't it?
It is. It's not an affliction. It is actually just a number.
I like that. It's not an affliction. I like that. It's just a number.
It is. And there's a lot of people out there in their 70s, 80s, and 90s who mm-hmm. are still just busy little bees and just helping to make our community great. And that's what we really want to focus.
And I understand that you have a special guest this year on hand to honor those honorees. Who is that?
That is Charleston Mayor Joseph P. Riley Jr.
Wonderful.
And yes, we're very excited.
That is a wonderful. I know it's awesome that you can have him at this event for the short amount of time now that he has to be mayor of Charleston. What a wonderful opportunity.
It really is.
Very good. And now this all takes place Tuesday at Founders Hall. What's the time?
It's from 5 till 7.
Okay. And does it cost anything?
Absolutely not. It is free
wow.
and open to the public. It's our celebration for the community.
Now, how are you able to do that?
Well, luckily, our members have supported us and have become sponsors.
Okay.
So it is all through sponsorships that we pay for the event.
That's wonderful. Now, I want to attend. How do I go about doing that?
You can call the Roper St. Francis Healthline at 402-CARE or 402-7723 and register for the event. Make an RSVP.
Okay. And that is 843-402-7723. Care. That's the Roper St. Francis hotline.
Healthline.
Healthline. Mm-hmm. Okay. Again, 843-402-CARE. And that way you too can be a part of this really wonderful event on Tuesday. I can't wait to learn about the folks that are being honored. How were they selected?
They were selected by members and the local chapter, and they were selected based on what we call successful aging, whether it's through healthy living, staying in their residence, their financial and legal preparation that they've done for aging in place.
Oh, the planning part that Barbara talked about earlier.
Right.
So that, all right, so you rewarded them?
Yes.
We keep talking about,
They're taking advantage of the resources that are in our community to age in place, and that includes transportation. But also, it's just older adults who are community role models, who get satisfaction from life and more.
Well, I know, Kelly, that having been involved in events myself, that is not a small feat, that you have probably spent countless hours and energy. We thank you so much for doing this for our community.
It's my pleasure, honor to be a part of it.
Wonderful. We look forward to it, and I look forward to Tuesday. Now, Barbara, I want to talk a little bit more with you. You mentioned that this is the 10th anniversary, is that right?
It's the 10th anniversary, Rebecca, of celebrating Aging in Place Week.
Throughout the U.S.
That's right.
Okay,
yes,
okay.
And
so
we've
not
been
just
active
here in Charleston,
with the movement
right.
Since 2003, right?
Okay. What are some of the other chapters doing?
They're having educational forums, for instance. One of them is showing an educational forum on some interesting topics. I saw one on senior fraud issues that know are important.
Mm-hmm.
We've known about that in our community as well. One chapter is showing a very interesting documentary that we showed here in the area. It's called The Age of Love, and it's a documentary about speed dating that takes place in Rochester, New York, and they kind of took our idea and ran with it, and the Atlanta chapter is using that as their Aging in Place Week event. So that's what I think has been really beneficial about us being a chapter of a national organization, because we all cross-pollinate, so to mm-hmm. speak, and share ideas, and there's a good example of them taking one of ours and running with it, and we certainly borrow other ideas as well.
And if you are listening out there, again, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imholtz, and I am with Kelly Hallman, Barbara Franklin of National Aging in Place Council. We've been talking about this event on Tuesday at Founders Hall. It starts at 5 p.m., celebrating older adults aging successfully. It's not too late to go ahead and register. It's free to attend. It's from 5 to 7 p.m. Mayor Joe Riley is going to be a guest presenter. And that number again is 843-402-CARE. That's the Roper St. Francis Healthcare line. And you can just go ahead and register. And we look forward to seeing you on Tuesday. And the website, Barbara, what is the website for the local Charleston chapter for someone who wants to know more about what we're doing in Charleston to help people age in place?
Thank you for the opportunity to say that, Rebecca. It's pretty easy. It's ageinplace.org.
Okay, ageinplace.org. Slash Charleston.
Yeah.
Okay.
You go to ageinplace.org. You can see general information about the organization.
Okay.
Look at some of the other chapters if you wish. But if you really want to learn what's going on here, do slash Charleston, and you'll see our list of members and their resources.
And also that might be a way for someone to find out where you're speaking in the community, that type of thing as well. Because I do know, Barbara, I've seen you out in the community with your education initiative. Mm-hmm. So that's a way to contact you and find out perhaps where you're giving a talk about the resources that
are
available.
Or an organization that wants that kind of program.
They can contact you that way.
We get those requests more and more frequently, and companies that want that for their employees as well.
That is wonderful. Well, thank you so much, both of you ladies, for being here today. And I look forward to the celebration on Tuesday evening. Now, in Let's Talk Boomers, we always like to have a giveaway. So one of your chapter members is Christine Sheffield with the Parent Care Solution. She wrote a book called The Parent Care Conversation, the 11 5 strategies that you need to know as you navigate the different conversations to have with aging loved ones as they get older, what they want their experience to look like in 10 or 15 years. We all need to be aware of that. I don't think you're too young to be thinking about that. So if you would like a copy of her free book, just be the fifth caller and call this number, 843-693-0537, 843-693-0537. Again, that's the Parent Care Conversation by Christine Sheffield. She was a guest on Let's Talk Boomers last week. So thank you again, ladies, for being here, Barbara and Kelly.
Thank you, Rebecca.
All right, have a great week, and we'll celebrate on Tuesday.
See you then.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Boomers. I'm with Rick Durkee, the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Rick, what is estate planning? Is it more than a will?
Yes, Rebecca. I'm sure that you have boomers out there or a boomer that's dealt with estate planning if their parents passed on. And if the planning was done properly, then the plan was in place, of course, before that bad thing happened. But what can you do while you're alive now? You certainly can set up a will, set up a trust. There are estate planning attorneys that are licensed to be able to do that work for you. We always offer our referral partners from Money Matters on our website at www.cfpgroup.biz if people would like to check for that. But estate planning really needs to be that plan for the assets that you're not going to use in your lifetime. Now, by doing proper retirement income planning, and projecting out how long your assets will last, if there'll be money left over, you can actually look at those dollars that are going to be left over and plan for them from a tax perspective and from a distribution perspective so that they pass on in the most efficient ways possible. People certainly want to pass on tax-free assets if they can to their heirs if they haven't used them in their lifetime. Oftentimes that can be done with life insurance proceeds that are income tax-free and also with Roth dollars. So a retirement income plan, as we talked about last week, needs to be set up first, and then you see what's left or what's anticipated to be left, and you make sure that you have a good estate plan in place, which involves the use of an estate planning attorney to make sure that your desires and wishes are followed through after you're no longer here.
Well, thank you, Rick. And you can find out more about Rick and all of his great resources with the Coastal Financial Planning Group by visiting his website, cfpgroup.biz, or call 735-5065. And listen to Rick every Saturday morning right here on 94.3 WSC with this show beginning at 9 o'clock, Money Matters, followed by Retire Right. Thanks again, Rick.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Fellow boomers, are you worried about managing your loved one's multiple drug therapies, potential medication errors, adverse side effects? I know I've worried with my mom. Well, Kelly Williams, owner of All Care Living Services, is here to help with their medication management program. Their licensed nurses can review prescription and over-the-counter medications and set them up weekly to provide oversight and peace of mind. Since 1998, they've provided certified in-home care with a heart to ensure you or your loved one's needs are met. Call 832-9888 or visit allcarelivingservices.com. And All Care is a great company to work for if you're a responsible caregiver looking for a rewarding and fulfilling career. There are employment opportunities right now. Call their employee hotline, 771-4271. Again, 771-4271. This has been another Let's Talk Boomer show. Let's Talk Boomers is presented by Rick Durkee of Coastal Financial Planning Group, Deborah Whitfield, 55 Plus Real Estate with Caldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. I'm your host, Rebecca M. Holtz, and I look forward to talking with you next Saturday at 11 a.m. only on News Talk Radio 94.3 WSC.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Boomers, hosted by Rebecca M. Holtz. If you have an event you'd like our listeners to know about, please email letstalkboomers@gmail.com, and we'll spotlight it on a future program. Would you like to be a guest on the program or have a topic you'd like Rebecca to cover? Email us at letstalkboomers@gmail.com. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55 Plus Real Estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services, and is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.